Halacha Dalet. Kol hagazlonim mishamen kishas hagzela. A thief who stole something which was worth a certain amount of money on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and when he comes to return it 6 months later in Tishrei, it's worth a different amount of money. The price of gold went up, you know, doubled or dropped. He's got to pay its value at the time that he stole it. That's what it goes by. And now Rav Nosson Salz can explain this based on concepts in Likutei Moran. Ki ashovas hagzeilo hu bechinas tshuva. The concept of returning that which you've stolen is synonymous with the general concept of tshuva, which means to return. Kama shekosu veheshev es hagzeilo asher gozal. It uses that word veheshev, miloshim tshuva. Ukemuva posuk ze besifrei musar linyan tshuva. And as all sifrei musar quote this pasuk regarding a person who wants to do tshuva, that he has to reset the switches. Samach Aleph, exactly, because it's based lemalam as the issue of zman. Ukemuva, right? Ki ikar hatshuva he lahachzir adovo lemokam shnelkach misham. Because the main concept of tshuva is to reset the item back to where it was originally. Bebechinas zarka, as we mentioned earlier, the Zohar HaKadosh says that the musical note zarka is the symbol of tshuva, which is like an S on its side. It starts off over here, it drops down, goes up again, and then levels off exactly where it started out from, the point it started out from. Where something is thrown back to the place where it was originally taken from, as is brought in Likutei Moran. Shezel bechinas hashovas hagzeilo, bechinas veheshivas hagzeila shegozal, to return what he took. Kigam kol hachatolam nikroim gzeila. Because Rav Nosson Zal says, any sin that a Jew does is called stealing. Al shem shegoizel hadovor misharoshoi. Based on the fact that he's stealing the item from its source, from its origin. Everything is plugged into Hashem. When you use it in a positive way, then it remains plugged into Hashem. When you commit a sin with something, you're unplugging it for Hashem. You're stealing it. You're taking it away from its source, from its positive source. Ukamaisha kosu goizel over the imoy. As the Torah uses that term, he's stealing from his father and mother regarding a sinner. Oviv do kutshebarichu kamaisha kosu bezor kodesh. And the Zohar Kodesh says, who's the father? Hashem. Hashem is the father of everything. Nimtza. So therefore we say shehashovas hagzela v'tashlomeho hu bebchinas tshuva, that the concept of returning something you stole is a concept of tshuva. Utshuva hi lemala me'azman. Tshuva is a concept which transcends time. It's above the concept of time. As Rabbein Zal writes in the Sefer HaMidos, which is sometimes called Sefer Aleph Beis, Yoim Sheho'odom Oise Tshuva Hulamala Me'azman. The day on which a Jew does tshuva, that day transgresses the laws of time. Umale Kol Hayomim Lamala Me'azman. Transcends. Oh yeah, I'm sorry, I keep getting mixed up. Transcends the concept of time, and it elevates all of his days to be above the concept of time. Time is a limiting factor. Time is tzimtzum. Tshuva takes the person outside of that. V'chein yoyim ha-kippurim hu lamala me'azman, ayin shom. And Rabbein Zal explains there that that's why the concept of Yom Kippur is a concept of lamala me'azman, above time. Ki ze ikar ha-tikun shel tshuva shezoyche lovoi lamala me'azman. Because one of the main tikkunim of tshuva is the fact that the person is zoicha to rise above the concept of time. V'shom nizbatel kol hazman v'hayomim shechoto pogabahem. And there he has the ability to nullify all of time and all the days of which he committed sins. The bechinas, as the pasuk says, v'hayomim harishonim yiplu. His original days, his previous days, fall away. V'nechshav kilu hayom noilad. And it's considered as if he's a newborn baby, as if he was just born. B'bechinas, as it says, ani hayom yiladaticha. I have given birth to you today. There's a pasuk that the Gemara says, ger shenizgayer, kikoton shenoy ladomi, that a non-Jew who comes to convert is like a newborn baby. And we know that the concept of tshuva is similar in concept to a ger converting. Those two very often are put together, gerim and balei tshuva. So that a bal tshuva also has this ability, by doing a sincere tshuva, to suddenly reset the switches to where he's starting again from one. What do you mean starting from one? I'm 25 years. What happened to the 25 years? Erased. We erased the concept of farm. You're a newborn baby now. Kemavur balikutimran tanina b'simin samachalef al posik zayin shom. As Rabbein Azal explains in the second half of Likutimran, chapter 61, and this is a topic that's going to be discussed many times in Likut Halachos, to really explain and clarify what this means, zman and lemalam and azman, etc. V'alkein, therefore, the Moshe says, but based on the fact that we're accepting this now as fait accompli, that tshuva gives the person the ability to transcend time and to erase a certain amount of time that went by. V'alkein kol agazlomim mishamim kishas hagzelo. This is why the rule is that a thief pays based on the value of the item at the time he stole it. Ki tashlumei hagzelo b'chinas tshuva. Because the act of paying back what you stole is an act of tshuva. Shehi lemalo me'azman. And we said tshuva is above the concept of time. Shekol hazman nizbatel v'nechshav kilu adayin hu hayoyim v'asher ishoina. Well, when a person does tshuva, it's as if he didn't live those 25 years. It's as if he's a newborn baby. We erase those 25 years. V'chol hazman v'ayomim shavru bimei agzeilo beis shoyo ovan agzeilo biyotoi nizbatlim v'nechshavim kloyoyu. And the 6 months that this stolen item was in his possession, which was months of sin, all gets erased. It's as if it never happened. It's as if that time never happened. Ki ze iker tikkun ha'tshuva, because this is one of the main accomplishments of tshuva. This is one of the main things that tshuva has the ability to accomplish, and this is one of the main functions of tshuva. She'oile lemala me'azman, where the person goes up to a place that's above time. On this issue of lemala me'azman, just to go off on a tangent for a minute, which I think for some people will make it clearer, for some people it might make it even more unclear, but we'll do the best we can. This world, when Hashem created this world, we know that the concept, the most basic concept of time in this world is 7 days. Hashem created the world in 6 days, and on the seventh day he rested. So that the term, the number 7 days, represents the whole concept, the totality of time, as Hashem established it in the beginning of creation. Those 7 days correspond to the 7 attributes of Hashem, the 7 lower attributes of Hashem. Chesed, Gevura, Teferes, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, Malchus. We know that there's something above that called Chochma Bina Das, or Keser Chochma Bina, you know, the Moyach, the which is above those 7, which is above the concept of time. That's what it's called. Now, Bina, when we talk about the Midos of Hashem, of these lower 7, Chesed is the top. What's above Chesed? Bina. When we talk about Keser Chochma Bina, Bina is above Chesed. Bina is not within that framework of time. It's above time. It's above those 7. It's right. Number 8 on the list. That's what it is. Right. Tshuva is always synonymous with Bina. This is a rule. There are 50 gates of Tshuva. It's brought Chamishim Shari Tshuva, and there's Chamishim Shari Bina. Number 1. We find there are psukim in the Torah where it speaks about Ula. I mentioned this recently. Ulavavoy Yovin Vishov. His heart will understand and he will repent. Bina and Tshuva are always synonymous. So that Tshuva, which is Bina, is above those 7, which means it's above the concept of time. Now, we've mentioned this before, that Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei has 4 configurations, 4 miluim, where when you write out each letter, Yud spelled Yud Vav Dalet, He can be spelled He Aleph, or He Yud, or He He. The Vav can be spelled Vav Aleph Vav, or Vav Yud Vav, or Vav Vav, period, just like that. These are called the four configurations of Yudkei Vavkei, which are called Ov, Sog, Mo, Bon. 72, Ayin Beis, 63, 45, and 72. Those four configurations correspond to the four letters, Yud, He, Vav, and then He. So that 72 is associated with the Yud of Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei. When we talk of, lining things up, how things line up, how things are configured, which means that the Vav and He of Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei, which represent the seven lower midos, Vav is six, and Vav represents Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hoyd, Yisoid. And that last He represents the Malchus, which correspond to Mo and Bon. Those two numbers, Mo, Bon, 45 and 52, are exactly Bigimatria, Zman, the word Zman, 97. Because Zman is those seven lower attributes of Hashem, which are represented by the letters Vav and He of Hashem's name, you follow? Which are represented by this small bone. That's the framework as of Zman as the Arizal presents it. You know, in Kabbalistic terms. In Likutei Moharan, Likutei Halachos, he's going to give you the logic behind this, he's going to give you the chassidus behind this, the midos behind this. There's a lot to be said about this in terms of why and what and how, which we're going to have pages and pages. But I wanted to first prove it to you in a sense, in Arizal style, to know where Zman fits in this whole picture. That when we talk about the earth, when we talk about lower levels of Kiddusha, in other words, where our actions play a role, and that's called Shiva Sheshesim Emais, or Shiva Yemei Bereshis, as it's called, Shivas Yemei Habinyan. That's all within the framework of Zman. Whereas Tshuva, when a person wants to do Tshuva, he soars up to Bina. Ulevavo Yovin Vishav, which means he's out of the ballpark of Zman. Which means he has the ability to stop the clock. That's what it is. Lahavdil. They're playing basketball. They're playing, and stop the clock. And then 10 minutes, the referee's working out. And then start up the clock again. Lahavdil. Hashem has designed the world and everything in such a way that there is something called Zman, but Zman doesn't... Zman is a little ballpark for Hashem. It's this little area here called Zman. And there's a big area out there that's not confined or restricted in any way at all by Zman. Tshuva is one of those things which taps into that source that's outside the ballpark of Zman, which means it gives a Jew the ability to stop the clock or to reset the clock. Gershon Zgar Kekoton Shanoilot means he's 25 years old. No, he's not 25 years old. He's 0 years old. His life just starts this minute. So therefore, if somebody steals something on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and he holds on to it sinfully, every single day he's holding on to those stolen goods is sin. Sin, living in sin. When he decides to do tshuva 6 months later, if his tshuva is a sincere one and a good one, his tshuva has the ability to take that object and reset it. Reset it to Rosh Chodesh Nisan. He's resetting the timer on this item so that nothing was lost, nothing was destroyed. You know, it's back to there, period. And therefore, the price of that item, when he returns it, Hashem says, we go by that price. What do you mean? But time went by. No, time didn't go by. Tshuva gives the person the ability to override time. And again, this is a lofty concept. Stay tuned. There's going to be a lot to say about it that's going to bring it more down, where you'll be able to accept it and understand it, very, very well. Bezrat Hashem. Just going back a little bit, Rav Nosson Zal says, V'alkein kol ha-gazlomim mishalmim kishasak zela. And for this reason, a thief has to pay back the item based on its value at the time that he stole, not at the time that he's returning. Kitashlume hagzelo hu bechinas tshuva. The act of returning the stolen item or its value is a concept of tshuva. Shehi lamala meazman, which we said is above the concept of time. Shekol hazman nizbatel v'nechshav kilo adayin hu hayoyim. Because time stops, and it's considered as if it's the ke'ilu adayin hu hayoim v'hashori shoinam, and it's considered as if it's 0 hour, you know, when the person does tshuva. V'chol hazman v'hayomim, v'chol hazman v'hayomim shovru b'me'agzeh l'beis shoyavan agzeh l'biyotoi nizbatlin. All the time that went by that he was holding on to these stolen goods in his possession, that time disappears. V'nechshovim k'vayhoyu. It's as if it never happened. Ki ze ikar tikkun atshuva sho'ilo lemala me'azman v'nechshav k'ilu ato hu hayoyim v'hashori shonakam. Because this is one of the main accomplishments of tshuva. The tshuva has the ability to set the clock back as if all of that time that the person spent in a state of sin never happened. V'alkein tashlumei hagzela hu rak kishas hagzela. Therefore, when it comes to paying back this stolen property or stolen item, which 6 years ago, at the time he stole it, it was worth $6. And now, because the price of gold doubled and tripled it, its value now is $600, he only has to pay back this $6. Ki kol hazman shofar bimei agzela nizbatel al yidei b'chinas hatshuva shei b'chinas tashlumei agzela. Because all the time that went by that he was holding on to these stolen goods, that time is erased because of the fact that he's coming now to do tshuva. It's as if that never happened. It's as if he never was holding on to the item. We're able to reset the clock back to when he first stole it. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains. Ki bemes ma shehivio lidei ovoin hachomor hazel ligzoi lei lashoi kolahates loramas eschaveiroi hakoil hoyo alidei taivas momoin shizgabrol of kolkach. Because the truth is, what actually inspired this person to go ahead and steal from somebody else or trick someone else out of their own money was based on the person's overwhelming desire for money, which overwhelmed him to such a point that it led him to be able to take someone else's money. And all of this is based on the fact that the person fell under the control of time, where he let time control him and not him control time in a super way. Watch what Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain now, because this is very important, down-to-earth advice. Ki be'emes ikar ha-pegam shel taivas momoin masharoid v'machar parnasosun b'yikiyos gedoy. Rav Nosson Zal says the main crime and the main negative aspect to taivas momoin is related to the fact that people are chasing after their parnosa with tremendous efforts, ad sheyesh sheboim lidei gzela, to the point where there are some people who will go as far as to steal money because they feel they need it so badly. Hurak machmas shehim doichakim es hashor. The main problem is that this person wants it now, or they feel that the need is now. They can't wait for this money for when Hashem is going to send it. I know that I need it this minute, and if I don't have it through legal means, I'll get it through illegal means. Ve'eino mamtinim liyeshuas Hashem. The people are not prepared to wait for Hashem's salvation. Ki be'emes, because the real fact is, Hashem Yisborach, Mefarne, Sumachalkel, Mekarne, Reimim, Bad Beit Sekinim. The Gemara says that Hashem supports and sustains everybody, from the horns of rams to the eggs of lice. You know, from the biggest to the smallest, Hashem provides for everybody. Rak, Al Piroiv, Ein Noisnin, Lohodom, Parnasosoi, Mizumon, Tekefum Yad. Rav Nosson Zal says, however, in majority of cases, humans do not get their parnosa on a platter. Ready? You know, here it is, take it and run with it. Rak tzorich lahamtin ad yovoi ito yuzmanoi. But rather, the person experiences a situation where he finds himself waiting for when Hashem knows it's going to be the right time. Kemoy shekosev, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, va'ato noisem lohem esochlam be'itoi. You, Hashem, give us what our needs at its right time. Ukamashom Razal, and as the Gemara says in Yuma, Bish. continuing Likutei Halachos, Choshe Mishpat Chelek Beis, Hilchos Gzeila, Halacha Dalet, towards the end of the Halacha. Page Reish Chof Aleph. Rav Nosson Zal says, as the Gemara says in Yuma, that Ein Odom Negea, no one can take away someone else's parnosa. No one can take away what's yours. Eventually you will get what's yours. And what's expected from man is that the person should have the ability to wait and yearn for Hashem's salvation, Hashem to give them what they need. And as is found in Sichos Aran, as Rabbeinu Zal discusses this very clearly, that Rabbeinu Zal said, where he emphasized very much this issue of waiting for the right time. Rav Nosson Zal says here, the main thing that causes Jews to make mistakes and do wrong things related to Parnosa, hakoil rak al yedei she'enom mamtinim ad sheyovoi hoes vazman she'shem yizborach yashpi aloi haparnosa benokel, is all because the person is unwilling to wait for that time to come when at that time Hashem is ready to give him his parnosa easily, without any insanities, without going through all kinds of crazy gyrations to get it. Rak, but the person doesn't feel willing, able to wait that long. Rak hem doichakim es hashor, but rather the person is looking to force the issue. I need it now. I need it today. Not when Hashem's going to be ready. I want it before then. Vaydeze hem boim lekama pegomim b'masumatim, and as a result of that, people come to all kinds of mistakes and sins in how they do business. At sheyesh sheboim ledegzela mamash rachmalasam. To the point where there are some people that this urgency leads them to steal, to take what's not theirs, what's not legally theirs at all, because again, they can't wait for the legal money, they can't wait for the legitimate money to come, so they're going to do a little illegitimate thing to get it earlier. V'chol zeh nimshach machmas shenoiflim tachas hazman. Rav Nosson Zal is now showing us a deeper insight to this. You know what this shows about that person? It shows that time is in control of that person. He's not in control of time. The time controls him. Today is screaming at him, hey, you need the money now, and he can, instead of telling today, go fly a kite. Who says now, I have what to eat for today, why should, what? Ma, what's the urgency? What if I don't make $100? What if I make nothing today? I'm not going to die, my kids aren't going to die. Maybe Hashem will give it to me tomorrow. I don't have to get hysterical and start looking for illegal means to get the money. Nothing. A day, a week, a month. So I'll wait. Hashem wants me, I'll wait. It's not, nobody's falling off the world yet. But the person who goes ahead and ends up doing the illegal item of what? It's because the time is controlling him. Ve'eino meisimim elev shekol hazman shel zeh ha'olam poireach v'shot keherefayim. And the person doesn't realize that their life is like a fleeting, like a blink of an eye. It's all nonsense. You're going to look back and, oh, I had to wait 6 months. When a person's 70, 80, 90 years old, what's 6 months? 6 months is 15 minutes. It's a joke based on the big picture. So what? What? That was something to get hysterical over, but it took 6 months to close the deal? Big deal. But in the end, you did close the deal and you got the profit. Ube'emes ein shum zman klau. Whereas Rav Nosson Zal says, the real truth from Hashem's perspective is that there's no such thing as time. Time isn't any big controlling factor. Time isn't any big boss. Ki ikra hazman shenidma sheyesh zman hu rak machmas chisorn hadas. Because Rav Nosson Zal says, the fact that a person feels pressured by time is only evidence of lack of das, lack of sechel. Ki im hoya zeichel leshleimus hadas, hoyodea she'ein shum zman klal. Because when a person is zeichet to shleimus hadas, he gets to a level where time is zero. In other words, mamash, he sees that there's no concept of time. Ukemavura kolze al posuk ani ayom ledeticha b'siman anal. As Rabbeinu Zal explains in chapter 61 in the second half of the Likutei Moharan, on this posuk ani ayom ledeticha. And as we've mentioned many times, Rabbeinu Zal gives the moshul of a dream and a child. That when a person is dreaming, when a person is sleeping at night, they can fall asleep for 15 minutes. During those 15 minutes, they have a dream where they went through 60 years of life. You know, woke up, and they wake up and find out that it was only, in reality, it was only 15 minutes. So Rav Nosson says, what does that mean? That means reality compared to fantasy, 15 minutes can be 70 years. That's when a person is awake, their das level is at 622. When a person's sleeping, his das level is at 4. He's a 4, you know, because his brain shuts down, basically. We see that the das of 4 compared to the das of 622 is such that within the das of 4, it felt like 60 years. But to a higher level das, it was 15 minutes. And we mentioned the example of kids. You take a kid, you tell him we're going to drive to visit this and this person. How long is the ride? 45 minutes. 3 minutes after you're driving, is it 45 minutes yet? Because to a child, because the das, the younger and less mature the person is, the more time appears to be longer and larger. Whereas the more a person gets closer to shleimus hadas, time is a joke to them. Time is, there isn't even a cut. Time is, a whole lifetime is a second. You know, it goes by like a second. Ubevadai, im hoya mestakel hetev al bitul azman, and for sure, if this person would study carefully this time going by, he wouldn't be forcing the issue, saying, I must have it today. He would wait patiently for the parnosa until the time when Hashem sees fit to give it to me. There'd be no way in the world that he could commit a crime of stealing or any other type of crime of getting money illegally. And even regarding kosher ways that a person goes about earning money, the person wouldn't be making himself nuts and getting hysterical about taking on another job and working at night and thinking all day about where he's going to get the money for this bill and all of that kind of stuff, if he understood what we're saying here. But rather he would wait patiently and calmly for the Yeshua of Hashem, ki rega kalo bevadai bekal yechol lahamtin. Because any normal person, if you tell him, wait 1.5 minutes, can you wait 1.5 minutes? Any normal, of course, kind of self, of course, but I'm worried. I don't know if I'm going to, it might take weeks, it might take months, it might take years. But 1 minute is no big deal to wait. Umishahu bardas amiti. And Rav Nosson also says, a person who has real sechel, azai kol hazman shel ha'olam hurak regakala. To him, 20 years is 1 minute. It's a joke. He knows that time is nothing. That the world's definition of time, you know, a long period of time going by, is mamish like nothing. Ki hazman poireach ma'oid ma'oid. Because time flies by very, very quickly. Ki be'emes ein shum zman klal. Because the truth is, in the higher realms of das, there is no time. Time is zero. It's not that 20 years equals 1 minute. 20 years equals zero, or a second. Nimtza. Therefore, Rav Nosson Zal says, to summarize, she'ikr pegam hagzelo nimshak harak machma shenofal b'yoseh tachaz azman. The main concept that allows a Jew to fall into the trap of stealing, taking money illegally, or going extra crazy about the quest for parnasa, is the fact that this big person has become subservient to the time. Time is controlling him. The urgency of the time is his boss. Instead of him being the boss of time and telling the clock, you wait, I'm not, who cares? I don't care if I wait a day or a week or a month, big deal. As long as Hashem gives it to me when I need it, who cares? Just because it felt like I needed it now, so I'll feel a little less, that's all. V'zeh b'chinas ma'shekosov, this is what Shlomo HaMelech writes in Koheles, ho ashokim, those people who have been burglarized, asher nasim tachas Hashemesh. Those burglaries and those acts of stealing which were done under the sun. Tachas Hashemesh Daiko. Rav Nosson says, look at the terminology that Shlomo HaMelech uses. Dainu Tachas Hazman. This means under the control of time. Sheshom kol ha'ashukim v'agzeilos. That's where stealing can take place and crimes and everything. When a person is being controlled by time, when he's afraid of time, he's afraid of a week, he's afraid of what's going to happen a week from now, or 2 weeks, he's afraid that he might have to wait 2 weeks or 6 years for the panosa, so that time is his boss. Time, the clock has a gun to his head. Ki be'emes kol taivas momoi nimshach miksilus v'chesaron adas. Because the truth is that the whole desperation that people feel for money, the need and urgency, is all based on foolishness and lack of das. Be'bechinas leiv ksil lismoiloi. As the Pasuk says, that the heart of a fool favors the left side. And the left, we said, is money. Mitzofoin zohav yosa. Money is on the north. North side is the left side. Sheshom hamomoin vashirus. The left side is where money is. Kamo shekosuv b'smoila oishe v'chovoin. To the left is wealth and honor. Kamo shekosuv b'simen samachtes b'nichom resigzeila. As Rabbeinu Zal writes over there. V'shom ikar hatos shel hazman shenidme sheyesh zman sheze nimshach rak michisor nadas kanal. The person wants to know where that's coming from. Where is that desperate feeling coming from? It's coming from chisaron adas. That's where it's coming from. To the extent that the person will be mashlim his das, he'll be less desperate and less controlled and less overwhelmed by the urgency of money and the urgency of paying those bills, the urgency of all of those things chasing him. V'al kein hashoras hagzela shubchinas tshuva hubchinas bitul hazman karam. And therefore, the tikkun for stealing, returning the stolen article, which is a concept of tshuva, is something where the Torah shows clearly, take time and put it in the garbage. A person would say, what do you mean? The whole world, the whole money system that's on this earth is based on time. Time is money, right? You take $100,000, put it in the bank for 1 minute, they give you back the $100,000 if you're lucky. Put it in the bank for 3 years and you get $120,000, $160,000. So time is money. What are you telling me? Rav Nosson Zal says that the Torah shows you that's foolish. That's the silliness of this world. That's their silliness that they think. But I'll prove it to you by showing you that Hashem's opinion is that if I steal somebody's tie, and a tie in 1975 cost $5. And when you go out in 1985, the same tie cost $15. And when I decide to do tshuva, which means my das is functioning, I got to pay him the $7. I have to pay him its value at the time that I stole it. Not what it's going to cost to replace it now. Because time is a joke when a person is zeicher to the real das. V'al kein hashoras hagzeila shebechinas tshuva bechinas bitul hazman ki ikar tikkun hagzeila shehu pigam taivas mamon huayde bitul hazman v'kanal. Because the main concept of a Jew being able to solve this problem inside of himself, this suffering and this everything, is based on bitul hazman, a realization that time isn't your problem. Time is Hashem. Hashem is in control of time. There's a pasuk in the Torah that says, "Va'ato noisem lechem esochem bitoy." So if it's your bank or meches or your wife or your mother-in-law that's yelling at you and saying, "Hey, you have to pay this bill today. You have to have money to live today. What are you doing?" The answer is that Hashem says, "Va'ato noisem lechem bitoy." When Hashem will give it to me, that'll be the right time. If I don't have it today, the implication is that I don't need it today. Today's, but what do you mean? This is due today. It's due today. Okay. Again, and this doesn't mean that a person has a right to sit in a room and do nothing, do zero hishtatlus towards parnasa. We've discussed this many times, because that's only tzaddikim who are on the highest level of shleimus hadas and shleimus ha'emuna that have the right to do that. So because we're not holding by that shleimus hadas, we're required to do some hishtadlus. But Rav Nosson Zal made it very loud and clear, this excludes stealing or doing anything illegal, and it excludes behaving in a frantic way, having a frantic chase for money, or for parnasa this, that. That franticness, Rav Nosson Zal says, is wrong, Baruch Hashem. And that's what we learn from this halacha and hilchos gzeila, about the fact that when you're paying back a gzeila, it's based on the value of the item at the time that you stole it.
Baruch Hashem.
Hilchas Gzela, Halacha Hey, from the beginning. Al Pi HaTorah Tes Tikunim, Simen Chof. This chapter of Likutei Halachos is going to be based on chapter 20 in Likutei Moran that begins with the words Tes Tikunim, nine special Tikunim that the Zohar HaKadosh speaks about. Ayin Shom Kol HaTorah. Review that entire chapter of Likutei Moran. Mavoyer Shom, it's explained there, Inyan Pegam HaKoas HaTzur, the topic of Moshe Rabbeinu striking the rock and why that was considered to be a type of mistake. Bechinas mashetoo Moshe vehishtamesh imateyuzoi. The fact that Moshe Rabbeinu made a mistake in using his powerful stick, Shehem hakoyach shel maisim tovim shaloi, which symbolizes the power of his good deeds, b'shas hamshochas haTorah, at a time that he was trying to draw Torah from Hashem. Ubeemes loitziv olay Hashem yisporach likach esmate yuzayanal kiim b'shvil lahakel esoedo lahachnia rishusam v'chulo. Whereas the truth is, the only time Hashem wanted Moshe Rabbeinu to use the strength of his good deeds was when he was gathering up the people, and among the people there would be bad people also, and you need to be machnia their ra, and that takes strength and power. That's when Hashem was allowing Moshe Rabbeinu to use a stick, the stick being symbolic of the strength of his good deeds. Aval b'tfila, whereas when Moshe Rabbeinu was facing Hashem and praying for water, tzorech lamoid kedal ukarosh, there even the biggest tzaddik is not supposed to stand up with power, but rather he's supposed to stand like a super poor man. Utzrichen lekasher atzmoyim kol hakol haboim lishmoyas haTorah kedei shetiyat tfilas rabim. One of the other points that Rabbi Nezal makes there is that when a tzaddik is teaching Torah to people, he's supposed to attach his neshama to the neshama of those people that are present before he starts teaching, so that when he prays to Hashem to give him good thoughts of Torah and everything, his tefillah should not be the tefillah of a lone individual, but rather it's the tefillah of a rabbim, because the tzaddik has already plugged himself into all of those people that are going to be attending the shir, that are going to be... And based on this, Rabbi Nezal there discusses the fact that a Jew is not allowed to try to force any issue, to say, I want this now, or I need this right now. But rather, when a person is asking Hashem for something, he should plead with Hashem for it. Im yitein lo Hashem is barach yitein, and if Hashem wants to respond to his prayer and give him what he's asking for, then excellent. Ve'im lav, and if for whatever reason Hashem understands not to give me what I'm asking for, then I accept it. Ki osur lidchoikes hashor, because it's forbidden for a Jew to insist on something. Because then it's like you're grabbing it, chas v'shalom, out of Hashem's hands by force. So too, when a Jew becomes insistent and stubborn in his tefillah that I want this and I need this and I must have this, period, that also is a concept of grabbing it out of Hashem's hands, which is improper. Whereas a person who's davening to Hashem is supposed to plead, beg, and leave the door open for a negative response. That if Hashem knows that I don't need this now, then I accept it. I accept it, bi'avo, because I know that you really know what's best for me. Vaydezer nistalek Moshe. And this is what caused Moshe Rabbeinu to pass away. As it says in the Chumash, Lochein loy saviu eloretz. Because of the fact that you struck the rock, etc., that's why you're not going to be zocher to bring the Jews to Eretz Yisrael. The main thing is that he should draw the Torah based on the exact procedure that Rabbi Nezal describes there. To pour out his heart before Hashem like water. Ad sheyamshich diburim chamim kigach le'esh. Till he zoicha to draw from Hashem divrei Torah that are on fire, like hot coals. V'yivakesh b'tachnunim daiko. However, when he's speaking to Hashem, it should be done in a pleading, begging way. Not insistent, not demanding in any way. Ayin shom kol ze heitev heitev. Rav Nosson Zal says, look over this section, this chapter on Likutei Moran, and especially the section that deals with this issue, very, very well. V'ayin oid b'simen kuf tzadik vov. And look also in chapter 196 on Likutei Moran, Mashekosuv al Maimar Azal, what Rabbein Azal writes on the Gemara that says, Ukesha'ato mispalil al taset filoscho keva. When you're davening Tashem, don't make your tefila keva, ela rachmim v'tachnunim. The word keva means rote, you know, that you're doing it just by rote. That's one interpretation of it. Rabbein Azal writes on Likutei Moran over there that in Hebrew, the word keva also means to steal or to kidnap. He brings proof from a pasuk. So he says that when the Mishnah says, Al tas tfilosecha keva ela tachnunim, it means don't grab from Hashem, plead with Hashem, beg. Don't try to tear anything out of his hand by being insistent, I must have it right now, you know, that kind of thing. Shehu mi shedoichek es atzmoi umesakesh shebehechrech yas Hashem Yisborach es bakashosoi. Rabbein Azal explains over there that it's referring to a person who is insistent and demanding that Hashem must do what he's asking him to do. Shezeo b'chinas tfilois keva. That's the concept of a tefillah where the person's stealing, he's grabbing from Hashem. Loshen gzela, kemoi v'kova es koiveihem nefesh. Rabbein Azal brings proof from a pasuk in Novi where it uses this term keva to refer to kidnapping. Elo yispalel rak berachamim v'tachnunim. But rather, when the tzaddik davens Tashem for Torah, or when a person davens Tashem in general, it has to be done in a pleading, begging way, and not with an insistence that must have this now, must have this today, or must have it exactly the way I'm asking. Always to leave the door open, to do it in a way that, please, it looks to me like this is an emergency, it looks to me like I need this. You, Hashem, know best when I need it. I'm begging you, please give me, please help. You know, and again, and if you understand differently, Hashem, then of course I'm putting myself in your hands. You be the judge of what I need. Now, Rav Nosson Zal says, "Vze bechinas veheishve sagzela shergozal oyes hoy shekasheroshak." This can be connected to the pasuk in the Chumash that speaks about a person returning what they stole. Shehu marames al tshuva al kol ha'avonei sheboilam. That pasuk is used to allude to the whole concept of the general concept of tshuva, kemavura baharbe sifrei musar, as is brought in many sifrei musar, sheheviu posik zel inyan tshuva, where they quote this posik in the Chumash regarding the concept of restoring or returning the damage that a person did, you know, through tshuva. Ki habalaveiro hu nikra gazlan. Rav Nosson Zal says a Jew that commits sins is called a thief. Bechinas goizel ovevimoi, as the Zohar Kodesh says, he's stealing from his father and mother, shehem kutshebrichu shchinte, kemavur b'divar abenazan, which is Hashem and the Shechina. Valkain afilu hanene mi'olam azeh beheter, rak shuv alay brocho nikro gazlin. And this is why the Gemara says that even if a person has any permitted pleasure in this world, like eating a piece of bread, or and he does it without making a bracha first, the Gemara calls him a gazlan, bechinas goizel over v'imoy. He's stealing from his parent. He's stealing from Hashem. Kamoi sham razal, as the Gemara says, ma kol shkein. How much more so this is true, kishenene b'yisur chasashon. When a Jew has forbidden pleasure, when a Jew gets pleasure from something that Hashem says not supposed to, that for sure is called stealing, trespassing, transgressing, all of these concepts. V'alkein gam hayetzahoro nikro gazlan v'chamson. This is why one of the nicknames that the Torah gives to the Yetzahoro is thief. K'may shekosov, as Dovra Melech writes in Tehillim, matzil oni mechozok mimenu, Hashem is the one who rescues the poor person from one who is more powerful than him, v'oni v'evyoin migoizloi, and Hashem rescues the poor person from the one who wants to burglarize him, referring to the Yetzer Hara, who wants to get him to commit sins. Shenemar ala Yitzhahara. This pasuk is referring to the Yitzhahara. Kimavur b'medrash, as the Medrash Rabbah says. Hayesh gazlan godol mizeh. The Medrash over there goes into a whole discussion and it says, is there a worse thief than this? Than the Yitzhahara who tries to get people to do things against Hashem? V'zeh b'chinas, this is also what's meant when Dovid HaMelech cries out to Hashem in Tehillim, and he says, Hashem, me'ish chamosim tinsereini. Please protect me from the ish chamosim, the ish chamas, the Yetzirah. V'al kein tiknu takonas hashovim b'yoyser b'dinei gzeila. And this is also the reason why the Gemara establishes the takonas hashovim, which we spoke about earlier. The takona of making it easier on a person to correct a crime by not having to give back that exact piece of wood that he stole, remember? As we find in the Shulchan Aruch and in the Gemara, that regarding several different items, the Torah takes a lenient stand regarding the thief to make it easier for him to do tshuva. Now Rav Nosson Zal begins explaining. Ki ikar koyach hatshuva lo shuv l'Hashem Yisborach al kol havoine shebo ilom mekablim rak mitzadikei emes shoyiskim bozeh kol yemei chayeyem ulachar histalkusam. The main ability for a Jew to be able to do a proper tshuva can only be gotten from the tzadikim, the true tzadikim. Because they are the ones who are involved throughout their physical lifetime and after their passing away in this process of Lohoshiv Hakoy LaHashem Yisborach, helping everybody return to Hashem. V'chol HaTorah Shemamshichim Omegalim Yisrael, and all the new revelations in Torah that tzaddikim bring into the world and they teach to the Jewish people, Hakoyl Bishvil LaHachzirom LaMutov. It's not an intellectual exercise like you find by some other people. When a tzaddik is teaching Torah, the purpose of the Torah is to help the person become more religious, to help the person get closer to Hashem. Lohashivam b'tshuva shlema, ki zeh kol kavonosam hakdoisha behizgalus toirosam. This is the entire intent of tzaddikim in the Torah that they reveal, that their Torah should inspire and strengthen Jews to want to do tshuva and to want to do good deeds. Because learning isn't the main thing, it's the action that the person is going to do, the actions that are going to result from the learning. However, this job of trying to get the Jews to do tshuva is extremely difficult. Kemuvan b'divrei Razal, as is explained in Rabbeinu Zal's forum and in all's forum. Ki lebal b'chira koshe ma'oid lazar, because to take one who has free choice to do good and bad, right and wrong, and to try to help him make the right decisions is something that's very difficult. Kimavur b'dvorav zal, as is explained in the Sefer Chayim Aran. V'alkein tzrichin lahamshich ha-toyra b'chol ha-tikunim ha-mevuorim ba-toyra nal. Therefore, it's not enough for a tzaddik to just think up a new gematria or to say some cute, you know, again, some cute intellectual wizardry that people say, oh, that's interesting, or that sounds great, or that's real deep. That's baloney, that's for kids. When a tzaddik is bringing Torah into the world, he's got to bring it via a specialized procedure in order that the Torah that he's bringing in the world should be able to do what we're looking for here, to get people to become more religious, want to come closer to Hashem. That your intellectual exercise, Jez, isn't going to accomplish. Ad sheyizke lahamshich kedusha seretz Yisrael kanal. To the point where Rabbeinu Zal explains in that chapter in Likutei Moran that when the tzaddik follows this prescribed procedure for bringing Torah into the world, he draws down also the holiness of Eretz Yisrael into his Torah. Shemishom ikar tikun hatshuva, where that's the source of the true tikun hatshuva from the holiness of Eretz Yisrael. K'mo shekosuv, as it says, Uvo l'tzion goyel. Moshiach will come to Tzion, to Yerushalayim, uleshovei pesha b'Yaakov, and to get the Jews to be shovei pesha, to do tshuva. The tshuva is dependent on Tzion, on Yerushalayim, on Eretz Yisrael. Ukemashikosu b'parshas ha-tshuva, and is written in the section in the Chumash that's called Parshas HaTshuva, V'shavto ad Hashem alekecho v'shamata b'koiloi, V'shov Hashem alekecho es shivuscho v'richamecho, ad v'heviacho Hashem alekecho la'oretz. When the Torah speaks about Tshuva, it speaks about it in conjunction with Hashem bringing the Jews to Eretz Yisrael. Because the two are together. In order for a Jew to be zeichet to true Tshuva, one of the main ingredients that he needs is Kiddusha Eretz Yisrael. And Rabbeinu Zal in that chapter in the Qumran shows how a tzaddik draws this Kiddusha Eretz Yisrael into his Divrei Torah. V'al kein tzrichim lizoher ma'oid lahamshich hachidushei Torah rak berachamim v'tachnunim. This is why it's so important that when a tzaddik is praying to Hashem to reveal to him new concepts in Torah and everything, it's very important that the tzaddik pray to Hashem pleading, begging, v'loy b'koyach u'boynes chashom, not exerting any force or any insistence, ki oz yefshel lovoy l'Eretz Yisrael k'ma shekos Hashem, because it's impossible to get to Eretz Yisrael through insisting. When Moshe Rabbeinu pleaded to get to Eretz Yisrael, what does it say there? V'espalel? No, it gets more descriptive. It says v'eschanan, and the Medrash says miloshen tachnunin. He was pleading, begging, because Moshe Rabbeinu understood that to draw the Kiddusha of Eretz Yisrael onto oneself requires tachnunim. So Rabbeinu Zal explains over there that so too when tzaddikim want to draw down new Chidushei Torah into the world, in order for those Chidushei Torah to be able to affect people's doing tshuva, one of the ingredients that's needed is Kiddusha of Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, the tefillah has to be similar to when one davens for Eretz Yisrael, with pleading. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'yesh levar Yosef Ozer. He wants to explain this further. Ki isa b'dvarov Zal, because Rabbeinu Zal writes in a different chapter in Likutei Moran, She'ikar kiddusha Eretz Yisrael mamshichim al yidei koyach ma'isov. That the main ability of Klal Yisrael to be able to draw to be zochet to the holiness of Eretz Yisrael is dependent on the fact that Hashem documented on page 1 of the Chumash that He's the one who made everything. Koyach mas of Higid Liamoy. Bereshis Bor Elokim es Shemayim Vaaretz. I created everything. I made heaven and earth. I said let there be light and everything. That's what gives Hashem, that's what gives the Yidden the ability to have Eretz Yisrael. Because otherwise the Goyim could come and say, we were here first. Shebishvil zeh posach bebereshis. We said that for this reason the Torah begins with Bereshis, She'im yoimru ho'akum listem atem shikvashtem Eretz Yisrael, so that if the Goyim will ever come and say, you're a bunch of thieves, because you took the land of Israel away from us, we were there first, Heim oimrim, the Jews can say to them, no, kol ha'aretz shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the entire earth belongs to Hashem, b'rtzonoi, with His will, He gave it to you, and it was with Hashem's will that He took it away from you and gave it to us. Nimtza. So we see from there, it's impossible for a Jew rightfully to take Eretz Yisrael away from the Goyim, kim al yidei haTorah, unless you have the Torah as proof. Because on a physical level, based on natural law, they were there first. As a nation, the nations of the Goyim were in Eretz Yisrael before the Jewish people ever got to Eretz Yisrael. Our only rights to Eretz Yisrael are based on Torah. Based on the fact that on page 1 in the Torah, Hashem wrote, I made everything, that's what makes it possible that just because they're living there, it isn't theirs. Hashem, it's Hashem's. He gave it, he leased it to them for a certain length of time, then he took it back and leased it to someone else. Shemarim lohem, alidei shemarim lohem, alidei atoyra, shepoisachas bebereshis, shekol oretz shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By the Jews being able to show the Goyim, look what it says here in the Torah. It says Hashem made everything. If Hashem made everything, so fine, He gave it to you. That doesn't mean it's yours forever. It means it's His. and he has the right to give and take and give again. V'alkein, kishe'ein shleimus b'hamshochas ha-Torah. So if our entire rights, Teretz Yisrael, are dependent on the Torah, if when a person's drawing the Torah, he's not doing it properly, if there's any problem in how the person is drawing Torah, dahainu she'ein mamshich ma-Torah barachmin v'tachnunim, if the person is not drawing the Torah through pleading with Hashem, rak b'koyach u'boynis, but rather he's trying to grab it from Hashem, shehu b'chinas pegam ho'emuna, which is called a defect in faith in Hashem, k'may shekosid, as it says, when Hashem reprimanded Moshe Rabbeinu for striking the rock, he said, yan lei he'emantem bi, because you didn't trust in me, and you didn't listen to what I told you to do, therefore you're going to be punished. So we see that the act of striking the rock, which represents grabbing by force, is called pegam emuna, loy he'emantem. It's referred to as an in of pegam emuna. Kilufi oitzem kedushosam, because based on the high level of kedusha that Moshe Rabbeinu was on, Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron, nechshav ze le'eze pegam be'emuna kedusha. This was considered to be like a defect in their faith in Hashem. Al kein, therefore, Oz yefshel galois emuna lechol boy olam. When the emuna is defective, then it becomes impossible to be able to reveal, to show that emuna to the whole world. Legalois lem shashem isbara bor olam, to show them that Hashem created the whole world. Vioz yefshelich boy sheretz Yisrael mehem. And if we can't show the Torah to the whole world, then we can't take away Eretz Yisrael from the other nations, because we don't have a serious proof. Ki yomru listem atem, because the goyim can come and say, you're a bunch of burglars. Machmas sheboim lichboi sheretz Yisrael b'koyach ha-Torah shenim shichol al yidei tfilas keva. If the Jew is trying to get Eretz Yisrael using Torah, which he got through tefillah, where the tefillah was improper tefillah, the tefillah was a grabbing kind of tefillah, rather than a pleading kind of tefillah, al kein oz ein koyach levatel kitrugam shelhoako me'eretz Yisrael, then that Torah will be powerless, it won't have enough power to be able to negate the goyim's claim to Eretz Yisrael. Ki yoimru listematem, because the goyim can say, you are thieves. Listim daika. Rav Nosson says, look at the word that the Gemara uses. Thieves. Me'achar shegam koyach ha-tfilah. Shemishom nimshecho ha-toyrah. Sha'al yod ha-boim lichboi sheretz Yisrael. Hoyagam ken b'bechinas gzei levoynes. Since the tfilah that you were using to get the Torah, which you wanted to use to get Eretz Yisrael, since your tefillah was a stealing kind of tefillah, you tried grabbing from Hashem rather than pleading from Hashem, then the goyim call, then when you come to try to get Eretz Yisrael in an improper way, the name that the goyim use for you is thief. That's what the Medrash says. The goyim could come and say, listem atem, you're thieves. Ukeshein lahatoyra shlemus. And if the Torah that the tzaddik is drawing is lacking in shleimus, ad sheichon legas kedushas Yisrael yoda, where the Torah is not shleim enough to be able to reveal the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, azai yefshel lahoshev b'tshuva al yoda, then that Torah will not be able to be effective to those that are listening to it to cause them to do tshuva. Ki ikra tikkun ha-tshuva hu daika al yedei ha-Torah shemamshichim b'tfilas rachmim v'tachnunim ad shemamshichim kedushas Eretz Yisrael yoda b'kanal. Because we had said earlier that if a tzaddik wants to get people to do tshuva and he wants to get it through his Torah must have Kiddushas Eretz Yisrael in it, in order for it to be effective in the tshuva process. Because when the Torah speaks about tshuva, it always puts it together with Eretz Yisrael. V'alkein ikr tikkun ha-tshuva merumas b'dinei hashavas hagzeila hanal. Therefore, when the Gemara speaks about tshuva, it associates it with this concept of stealing, the returning of the stolen goods. Ki ikra bechinas tikkun ha-tshuva al kol ha-chatoim hu lesaken pegam ha-gzeila. Because the main concept of repentance for sins is a concept of returning, of correcting the act of stealing. Bechinas goizel avavimoy, as we said, that a person who's irreligious, who does averos, it's like he's stealing from Hashem. And it's impossible to get to that tshuva without using Torah that's been acquired through the procedure, that whole special procedure that Rabbeinu Zal says. Dahainu, al yidei tefila shehi barachmim v'tachnunim daiko. This means using a tefila that involves pleading with Hashem. What Rabbeinu Zal shows over there, that the rock that Moshe Rabbeinu struck, from which he was supposed to draw water, is called a be'er. Be'er means a well, like. The word be'er is also miloshin bi'urei Torah, explanations of Torah. So that the symbolism in Moshe Rabbeinu trying to bring forth water from the rock was the concept of trying to bring new explanations of Torah into the world. And Hashem told him the way to do it is talk to the rock. Talk to the rock means plead. Moshe Rabbeinu made a mistake, in a sense, in that he struck the rock. Striking the rock implied trying to take the Torah by force, trying to grab it. And the result was, Hashem said, now you can't get Eretz Yisrael. Now you, because when Torah is grabbed, that Torah loses the Kiddush of Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't have the Kiddush of Eretz Yisrael, which is the ingredient that's needed to be able to cause people that hear that Torah to want to do tshuva, to feel an inspiration of tshuva. Nimtza. Therefore, we conclude, She'ikar tikkun ha-tshuva, hu al yidei ha-tzadikim, she'mesaknim shoyresh pigam ha-gzela b'kiddush el-yoyna. The main ability to teach people tshuva, where we said tshuva is comparable to this concept of returning what you stole, can only be taught by those tzaddikim who correct the pigam of gezela at its highest source. Meaning, dahainu shegam b'tfilosam hakdoisha einam boam b'bchinas gezela. This means that even in one of the most religious spiritual acts that a Jew could possibly perform, such as tefillah, the person's careful that there shouldn't be any gzela in his tefillah. He shouldn't be trying to grab it out of Hashem's hand with his tefillah, but rather pleading with Hashem. Pleading, please give it to me, and if you don't want to give it to me, Hashem, then it's also okay. V'alkein nikra, right, b'chinas v'heshev es ha'gzela, ki ikar tikkun ha'tshuva nimshach rak mebechinas tikkun ha'gzela b'sharosha, because the main tikkun of tshuva requires making a tikkun for the concept of gzela at its highest place in Judaism, which is shehu ma she'ein boem b'tfilosam b'koyach, which refers to the concept of tzaddikim knowing how to daven properly. That when they're davening to Hashem, they're not davening with force, you know, trying to grab b'bchinas gzela. Shaydeze daiko mamshichin toira b'tachlis hashlemos, whereby when the tzaddik davens properly in this pleading way, then the Torah that he draws down from Hashem is a Torah that has tachlis hashlemus. It's a pure Torah. It's a Torah that has kedusha Eretz Yisrael in it and everything. Shaydezeh machzirin bnei adam b'tshuva. And that kind of Torah can be effective in causing those that listen to it, those that hear it, to return to Hashem in tshuva.